Podcast ini dibawakan kepada anda oleh Alkuba.
Dipersilakan retail legend, legenda sektor runcit, Dato' Wira Haji Amir Ali Maidin.
Assalamualaikum. Ayuh lemahnya. Assalamualaikum. Kasih sampai licin. Yes. Yes. You see, there's a difference dalam perniagaan sekarang. Kita sedia malu, ya. Dulu bila kita nak buat satu warehouse sales, clearance, masuk surat khabar, belanja, you know, one star paper cost you $25,000, and then masuk berita harian, utusan, masuk TV tiga sekejap, belanja lebih. Tapi sekarang with modern technology, a simple video, you put it on YouTube, and Hopefully, if it goes viral like this, you have 1.1 million views, 29,000 shares, 7,000 over comment. You got it done. But how to make it viral in the first place? Cakap senang. Semua orang keluar video hari-hari. Dapatlah 100 view, 200 view, 1,000 view. How do you do this? Is there a magic formula? I think there's one formula here. It's called sincerity. Sincerity. When the owner himself put himself on the stand, the owner, I'm the owner of my den. I go on record right there to tell the people, saya nak jual barang 15 juta. Dan harga dia murah. Now, I want all of you to guess. Barang tu 15 juta. Agak saya habis barang 15 juta tu, siapa boleh guess how much money I made out of this? Siapa? Agak aja. Saya jual kasih sampai licin. 15 juta barang. Habis barang. Dalam tempoh 10 hari. Berapa untung saya dapat? Boleh cuba? Cakap aja. I made 10 million profit. So I sold $15 million goods. I made only 10 million. I lost 5 million. Is that what you're saying? Huh? Is that what you're saying? That I sold $15 million goods and I got back $10 million, so I lost $5 million? Profit. Saya jual barang 15 juta, saya buat untung 10 juta. Okay, another guess? Huh? $5 million profit. Okay? Puan yang sibuk dengan telefon, puan, berapa keuntungan saya? Berapa? Agak aja. 15? Saya jual barang 15 juta. Takkan saya jual barang 15 juta, saya untung 15 juta. Barang tu there's a cost. Berapa agaknya? Ha? 1 million. That's the lowest, is 1 million. You see, ya? This is business. Business is sincerity. Business is honesty. If you jual barang 15 juta and you untung 10 juta, you untung 5 juta, customers are not stupid. Saya jual barang 15 juta. Saya rugi 5 juta. Saya rugi 5 juta. That good business? Is that bad business? That's business. That's business. Because kita buat warehouse clearance sales. Kita nak habiskan barang. The intention to do a warehouse clearance sale is not to make money. It's to clear your warehouse. To get the cash flow in. Bila perniagaan merosot, times are bad, it is not profitability that will make you survive. It is cash flow. You don't have cash flow, you die. You don't have to make money. Of course, you say, oh, habis 5 juta rugi. Habislah. Yalah, habislah. Rugi lah. Rugi. Apa nak buat? So, a lot of us come out with a lot of advertisement, YouTube, 70% sales, this sales, that sales. You are conning the people. You are cheating your customers. Please do not cheat your customers. Never cheat. Because those who have gone to that sale, if I do another one this year, there'll be more people than last year. Why? Kau dia tahu, betul-betul murah lah. Betul. Mana boleh ada satu barang beg plastik masuk 5 barang dapat RM10? Barang apa? Tak ada barang. Tapi itu kita buat pada 3 hari yang terakhir. Terakhir. Sebab apa? Sebab kita janji kasih sampai licin. Habis. Kita jual sampai habis. Last-last tu apa yang tinggal kita bagi je. Yes, that is business. Business is sincerity. Business is the message you pass to your customers. So they will trust you. It's your brand. Very important. Saya nak cerita. See, when I'm telling you stories. These are real stories. I want you to understand. It's not so easy as it sounds. That is my first shop. My father's first shop kat Kota Baru. 1957. 22 years later, tengok berapa maju Maidin. 22 tahun, bapa saya berniaga. Buka lagi satu kedai kayu. Lepas 22 tahun, awak nak masuk duit dalam Amazon, nak masuk Facebook, nak masuk Microsoft. Ha? Inilah Maidin tengok. Cara Maidin berniaga. 22 tahun, satu kedai kayu, besar lagi satu kedai kayu. 8 tahun lagi, lagi satu. Ini bukan kedai kayu. Adalah brick and mortar kita panggil. So, first shop, second shop, my brother opened 22 years. 8 years later, kat Majlis India, saya buka kedai. 19 tahun. 19 years. It's my first hypermarket kat Subang Jaya. It's only after we open Subang Jaya, ramai tahu, Maidin. Dia lupa 60 tahun. Bapak saya, abang saya kerja jual kat pasar malam. Dia nampak Maidin. Oh, Maidin kaya. Senang dia berniaga. Senang je. Senang. Dia cakap. Senang. Apa susah sangat? Susah. Sekarang susah nak bayar hutang. Tak boleh. Susah. Business is bad. But it take time. So, siapa nak cepat kaya? Tak payah. Jangan nak cepat kaya. You are not children. I remember when my son was small, I kata, when you become big, what you want to be? Millionaire. Dia cakap millionaire. When you do business, there is two things you must remember. Dua perkara. Nombor satu, you don't start a business by saying I want to be a millionaire. I want to be rich. Saya nak buka gerai kat Maiden ni. Kenapa? Saya nak jadi orang terkaya. Nak buka gerai kat Maiden nak jadi orang kaya. Tak boleh. Bukan tak boleh jadi kaya kalau buka gerai kat Maiden. Buka gerai kat Maiden yang jadi kaya Maiden lah. Ha? Bukan. Impian tu tak salah. But your objective, saya nak jadi kaya ni masalah ni. Masalah ni, you are engulfed with this thing. Saya nak jadi kaya. Saya nak jadi masyhur. I want to be a famous star. That is the problem. That is the problem. In this world, you never aim for two things. You never aim for fame. And you never aim for money. You don't. Because those two things will come to you when you are ready. When you are ready. So you ask the question, when did I become rich? I don't know. When did I become famous? I only know now lah. Datuk, selfie Datuk, selfie Datuk. Ha, famous lah tu. Walaupun badan, tak angkat tali pinggan sekejap-sekejap. Tapi orang nak selfie. Ha, famous lah tu. Ha, InsyaAllah famous. Kalau orang nak selfie tu, famous lah. Ha, orang kata nak kaya, kita kata terima kasih. But I never said, in 3 years time, everybody here will come and selfie with me, man. Tak ada, I tak cakap. It will happen. When will it happen? When you are sincere. When you do things with honesty. When you makan duit halal. When you focus. When you focus. I duk cerita dengan seorang kat luar tadi. Tak nak cakap nama pasal everybody probably knows him. Dia buat online. Ada cafe. Ada yang tu. But it's called Jack of all trades and master of none. What does my deal have? Nothing. Ni lah my deal. Only one business. Only one business. You focus on your business. You focus. That's very important.
Action! Keluar! Keluar kau dari sini! Perempuan yang tak kenal di lutut! Keluar kau dari sini!
Ampunkanlah Adinda, wahai Kanda. Adinda berjanji, Adinda tidak akan membuat kesalahan ini lagi.
Ampun! Ah. Aku tidak akan ampunkan dosamu dari dunia sampai akhirat! Keluar kau dari sini! Keluar!
Wah, betul punya marah kawan tu, ya?
Apa tak boleh cakap ke?
Kalau Kanda nak mengusir Dinda dari sini, kemanalah yang Dinda nak numpang diri, Kanda?
Nah, aku tak peduli apa yang akan terjadi pada diri kau. Kalau kau tak mau keluar, aku akan pancung leher kau.
Sampai hati Kanda nak mancung Dinda. Sampai hati Kanda.
Sampai hati? Kau juga sampai hati membuat aku begitu. Bukankah kau tahu kerukan aku ialah belacan? Kenapa kau masak sayur asam tak mau campur belacan? Sekarang aku akan pancung leher kau.
Eh, apa punya lagi? Pasal belacan saja pun kau nak pancung dia ke?
Eh, apa itu? Engkau sememang manusia durjana. Sanggup kau menggunakan kekerasan terhadap wanita. Ha? Baik kau minta maaf ke mana? Minta maaf? Engkau tak minta maaf? Lebam biji mata kau.
Ini apa ni? Gila ke?
Eh, sanggup kau mengatakan aku gila? Ha?
Kenapa masak asam tanpa belacan? Belacan kan gemaran saya. What is the message? Give the customer what the customer wants, not what you want. So when you do something in business, kalau katalah you jual tudung, you suka tudung warna merah, you jual warna merah buat apa? Kalau customer tak suka merah, dia nak warna coklat ke warna hitam, you jual lah apa yang customer nak. So this is very important in business. And I will tell you a story about this. Because story is everything. And stories are true stories. If you remember, bila orang ramai pakai tudung kat sini, ingat tak kita pakai tudung ni, lepas tu ada pin baju. Pin baju, kita pakai pin baju kat sini, ramai pakai pin baju. You know, there was a time bila pin baju tu, yang gantung tu dia dangling macam ni. Nampak? Gantung macam lembu, ada loceng ni pakai. So, saya tengok kat pasar, lepas tu, my staff, because I'm one of the buyers, staff, Datuk, sekarang semua orang pakai pin dia pakai kan? Dia gantung, Datuk. Dia dangling macam, kata, ah, macam lembu, siapa nak pakai pin macam ni. Lepas tu, saya tahu saya, kat rumah, my wife pun pakai tudung. Man. You know, kata, bang, kalau orang rumah panggil bang tu, jawab macam mana? Dah kahwin dah? Dah, jawab macam mana? Ha? Macam tu? Tak kan? Ya, sayang. Ha, jangan lupa kita ni orang tua ni. Pasal tu dah kahwin 40 tahun dia. Beza dia. Ya, sayang. Kata, bang, saya beli pink kat luar semalam ni. Alamak, Datin dah pakai. Saya keesokan hari, I went to China and I bought container of those tudung. Because the tudung dia, you know what is the pin tudung? Pin tudung those days people wear macam-macam ni, sebetulnya dia subang. Dia subang. And you all, you know, you pair one, you letak satu kat sini, dua kat sini, satu kat sini, yang ni you boleh connect kat sini. But the point is what? The point is that the tudung is also changing. And the pin tudung also changes. So kalau kita tak dengar, kadang-kadang kita ni, saya boss my dear, staff kata, saya ego, tak boleh jual. So we have to listen to our customers. That was my point of the video.
Temukan saya lagi kepada Datuk Amir Maidin. Terima kasih. Wonderful talk, Datuk. Okey, Datuk, kita ada beberapa soalan yang diajukan oleh audience. Saya mungkin nak pilih yang ni kerana ini agak menarik, Datuk. Pertama sekali, sudah tentu Datuk pernah alami keadaan perniagaan merosot. Datuk sendiri cakap times are bad. Even sekarang pun ada times are bad. Jadi bagaimana Datuk atasi masalah ini? How do you come back? Okay. Stronger than ever.
You see, merosot is subjective. And of course, kat Maidin pun, kalau you tengok, memang sekarang memang teruk. Kita dah tutup 2-3 cawangan. Cawangan kita dah tutup. Yang nak buka, kita dah postpone. You have to take stock. But remember, there's always opportunity in life. But the main thing is, please focus. Kalau you dah jual tudung 10 tahun, contohnya, dan sekarang mereka merosot, jangan kata, dah 10 tahun, saya nak jual baju batik pula. You are selling tudung for 10 years. You are the expert in selling tudung. Don't change your business when the business is down. You don't. Because to go and learn how to sell baju batik is another story. You don't know how to sell baju batik. So you focus and you improve. You have to maybe lower your margin. But you know, a tudung business, seriously, is a very good business. Because it's just a cycle of tudung. Dulu pakai tudung, bawal. Lepas tu ada bunga kan. Tahu semua orang tahu tudung bawal yang ada bunga. Lepas tu ada one flower. Betul tak? You know how difficult to wear that tudung? Betul kan? Susah betul. Kalau orang rumah panggil, bang? Ya, sayang. Kata, tudung tu balance tak, bang? Tudung tu balance. Betul tak? Pasal dia kena, bunga tu kena tengah. Apa jawapan dia? Soalan dia balance ke tak? Sayang, kenapa? Balance ke tak? Balance, sayang. Kenapa tak awak tak cakap? Kalau tak balance pun awak cakap apa? Kalau tak balance, cakap apa? Tak balance, mati engkau. Cuba cakap pada orang rumah, tak balance. Apa ingat dia akan buka tudung, dia pakai balik, dia buat balance balik? Betul? Tak adalah. Saya dah kahwin 40 tahun. Dia ambil tudung, dia marah, dia buang tudung tu. Dia pakai tudung lain. Kalau dia tukar tudung, dia tukar baju. Kalau tukar baju, dia tukar kasut. Tukar kasut, tukar handbag. Tukar stocking, Dik. Setengah jam, setengah jam. Itu minima. Minima. Jadi awak doa aja, orang tak nampak, cakap, balance sayang. Mari kita pergi ofis. So di tudung, di tudung bawal sebetulnya. Lepas tu dah keluar, lepas tu jadi tudung ikin. Kata tudung ikin is one of the easiest tudung. You ambil, you pakai, pop. Tahu? Lepas tu you adjust awning. You know this is called awning. Bukan awning kat luar rumah tu tau. This is a problem with men. They don't listen to their wife. This is the awning. Ha, dia kena adjust macam ni, betul tak? Camera woman, tak ada awning eh. You pakai tak ada awning. Dia awning macam tu. So this is the awning. The awning. So what happened? It changes. So tudung biasa tu. You see, this is, I'm talking about economy. I answer all your four questions at the same time. So when business becomes like that, you become creative. So what happened? The tudung ikin was first, was plain tudung. Plain tudung. Dia pakai kostum aja. Kita orang Malaysia kata, kita jual baju kurung, cuma kain banyak lebih. So kita ambil kain lain-lain tu, kita buat awning yang lain-lain. Oh, you ingat fashion eh? You ingat fashion eh? Tak adalah dia. Kita kain banyak, kita tak tahu apa nak buat. So kita tukar. Ha. So kita tukar-tukar, you ingat fashion-fashion. Dulu kita tukar sini. Lepas tu dah letih tu, kita buat ni plain, kita tukar kat belakang pula. Lepas tu ada tudung kan, tudung yang hitam putih, yang kata jangan pandang belakang kan. So itu tudung. So the tudung changes. The tudung changes from that to tudung. Tudung ikin, then, you know, shawl. Sekarang orang ramai pakai shawl pula. Shawl, shawl. Still a tudung, but it's a shawl. Now, again, this year apa? Nak raya, nak raya. Tudung bawal. Eh. Tudung bawal. Sebab apa? You have to wear tudung bawal. Saya dah order pun. Saya dah order untuk raya tudung bawal. Jangan putuskan saya. Jangan. Dah menega dah merosok. So, tahun ni tudung bawal. Semua orang you akan tengok pakai tudung bawal. Dek, ini bukan tudung bawal. Dek, tukar dek. Eh? Pakai tudung bawal. Pasal tahun ni, untuk raya, tudung bawal. Dia dah mari balik dah dengan batu-batu. Ada batu sikit sini-sini, tudung bawal. You know, you pergi beli kat pasar tudung bawal. Dia kata bawang original, harga dia RM12.90. Betul tak? RM9.90 kat Maidin. Itu bukan tudung bawal. That is bawal C grade. Tudung bawal, original bawal is from China. It is very, very expensive.
Itu adalah bisnes.
Podcast ini dibawakan oleh Alkubah.